Funny, I wrote the speech and then realized everything I was going to say about Mother Buddha has been said. And it's interesting because I only, like so many devotees, shared in a round robin. I only met her three times. But every time it was my wife and I meeting her. I've been blessed to grow up in Srila Prabhupada's movement. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada. Thanks to my parents. And I've grown up in the association of many, many devotees, and I've experienced so many qualities of different devotees. I've experienced strength, spiritual strength, spiritual knowledge, very wisdom, skills, and projects for Srila Prabhupada. But with Mother Jivana was unique. It was what everybody keeps saying, that the deep love. I remember when my wife and I visited Sharanagati, we spent a week there. We were going to her house every day for the morning program and evening programs, doing kirtan, and she invited all of us. So that was my wife and I, our kids, Kara and Radha, that's who we were staying with, and their whole family that came over. And she sat us down at her dining table, and she cooked khichdi, and she served us. And my wife and I were looking at each other and crying. Because, you know, this was an older Prabhupada disciple, you know, practically a guru, a sannyasi. She's serving us. So that was an example of her love that she was passing down. All I can say is the few times that I did associate with her in kirtan and in discussion, how she just opened up the discussion to anybody that was there, whether they were an 8-year-old or 25-year-old or 60-year-old, she just opened up the discussion to the whole audience. And that was the best Bhagavatam classes that I had that way. And so all I can say is in her presence, in her association, I experienced Srila Prabhupada. I experienced our discipline succession. I experienced the desire, she gave me a continued desire to keep chanting, a desire to worship deities, a desire to continue to associate with devotees. And the last time we saw her, she hugged my wife and I both together, and she said, "You have a special place in my heart." And it's funny because we thought, yeah, we do. But then hearing from everybody today, everybody has a special place. She just had a way of making you feel special. As so many have said before, I'm just eternally grateful. And I'd like to mention that, just like I'm grateful to her for connecting me to Srila Prabhupada more deeply, I feel eternally grateful to other Vaishnavas, Kara and Radha, for pushing me, pulling me into her association. So it's the association of devotees that brings us closer, deeper, deeper circles. So thank you, Karan Rada. Hare Krishna.